Let me wise, Bart.
Okay, boys, good evening, everyone. New Malacha tonight. The Malacha of Teuchen, as it's done. Very interesting Malacha. I just want to tell you one thing before a little Akdoma. I've said this already before. I just want to repeat it, though. We are following the Sefer Orcha Shabbos. So that's the Sefer we're following. It could be someone might find another Sefer, a different halacha. It won't be a different halacha completely, but it might find a kudu or a chumra somewhere else. It's just it's easier to base ourselves on one Sefer. That's what we're doing. So therefore, don't ever come to me and say you found something somewhere else different. Okay, because I'm covered that way. That way I'm covered. There's normally another Sefer which finds find something else. Let's start with Hilchos Teuchen. Very, very interesting halacha, actually. The Malacha of Teuchen. So, where was Teuchen the base in the Mishkan? What did they do? They had to make herbs. They had to make some herbs. So, after the Besoiles, you got rid of all the impurities in the grain or whatever it was in the herbs. Then you ground it up. Yeah? That was the Malacha of Teuchen. Now, there, you mamish grounded the item. You had a herb and you completely crushed it up. You got a powder. The poskim extend teuchen much further. It means you take a vegetable, for example, and you cut it up, you slice it up, you dice it. That is also teuchen. That's much more of a chiddush, actually, really, because you've got the actual item still in front of you, really. Yeah, it's not completely changed from an item into a powder. It's become a much smaller item. That also is called the malacha of teuchen. Reducing the size substantially is included in the malacha of teuchen. So, for example, grating, chopping, slicing, all that is included in the malacha of teuchen. Yeah, that's all nichlal in the malacha of teuchen. It applies to oichel, to food, and it also non-food items. The moshel wood can apply to even metal, shearing metal, grinding metal could also be. The big question that they ask the poskim is, so I've got an apple, for example. Now don't get a shock, everyone, yeah? Can I cut my apple into four slices? Into quarters? Oh, that was very brief. Is that after learning teuchen or before teuchen?
After.
After, very good, quite right. So where do we get to? Where is teuchen, when's not teuchen? That what's called dicing. So the question, how finely cut must something be to be called teuchen? I mean, so we've never heard of cutting an apple into quarters that it's a problem. Never. I've never been told that. So where is the shear? So I must tell you, actually, the Chofetz Chaim, this halacha is in Shin Chaf Aleph, see if you'd base. Shin Chaf Aleph, see if you'd base. So the Mechaber says that you mustn't cut up vegetables very finely. Mechatech Hayerek Dak Dak Chai Mishum Teuchen. If someone cuts up a vegetable very finely, he's chai because of Teuchen. Says the Bialacha, the Chofetz Chaim, I'm reading out to you. The Gemara Isa Omra Papa, Hai Man, the Poris Silke Chai Mishum Teuchen. Someone cuts up a beet, whatever it is, he's chai vals Teuchen. Pish Rashi, Mechatechoi Dak Dak. You cut it up very finely. The chenkos are tzeis the mind of chatiches ketanis. It's talking about you cut up into small pieces. Aval the chatiches gedoyleis ketzas. If the pieces are big, slightly big, ein derech hatchinah bekach. That is not called teuchen. So a criteria of teuchen is that it must be cut up small. Well, what does that mean? How small is small? That's a good question. So now the Chofetz Chaim carries on, and he says. With regards to the Issa, Yeshli Zoim Ma'oid Bazem, I was going to be very careful. We don't know exactly what is the definition of small. We don't know what it means. Right. The Chofetz Chaim doesn't really answer the Kashi. He just says it's not clear how big it has to be to be called not teuchen, and to be called small enough to be called teuchen. So if you look at the Orcha Shabbos over here, Orcha Shabbos, it's a big question. It's not an easy question to answer this one. I must say, it's very hard really to know what is the definition of small. So the Orcha Shabbos says over here, Leinis bai b'poskim shir meduyek legoil chaticha shir chashev b'hem teuchen. It's not clear what exactly is the shir to be called teuchen. On non-poshut, he just says it's clear that you're allowed to cut a peri or your rockers into big pieces, and there's no teuchen. So in a Biurim at the bottom, he says it's not, again, it's not clear in my mission exactly what it is, but he says, it's very logical to say, it depends what he wants to say about grain. He wants to say it depends on different food items. But kitza, what is called small is the melacha teichen. So it could be every vegetable, every fruit might be different. So if a person takes, for example, carrots and he cuts them up, he chops them up finely, that is teichen. People understand that's called very finely cut. So anything which is finely cut is included in the melacha teichen. Where you draw the line, it's very hard to know. I can't tell you clearly where exactly, yes, or I can't tell you measuring rods. But what's called small is what people define, people understand, you cut up very small. That is the definition of small. I hope you're a bit wiser before you came. I hope I haven't confused you all. Yeah, it's very hard. So what should I tell you? It's very, very hard to know what exactly is the term. But that's claw. If someone takes an apple and he cuts it up into quarters, that is not teichen. The person takes an apple and he grates it, it's definitely teichen. But a person dices it, he mamish cuts it in all sizes, makes it very small pieces. That, to most people, is called small. In an apple, that is small. That would be a problem of teichen.
Why does
Israel
say that little pieces
of tzaddik?
The other day is it was ground.
These things. Yeah, that's the
kiddush.
How do they know to extend it? I don't know. It's not gzeira. It's rice. They say daitak is an eser rice. You talk about vegetable, even though you're not. Yeah, it looks like they're learning the tzur of the melacha is to reduce the size substantially. It happens to be with herbs you make it into a powder, but that the tzur of the melacha is that you've got an item and you reduce the size drastically. So what you need it to, that is the problem of...
No, you're right.
I'm not talking about eggs at the time being, but onions, lamoshal, things like that, you can't cut up very small. You can't cut small. But I'm saying you might get apples, I mean, it could be different food items might have different sizes of what's called small. You have to realize that. It could be. Lamoshal, he says, the Urcha Shabbos says, it's poshy, he says, with stones, when you cut stones into sizes, it could be the shear of a stone to be called teichen is bigger than the size of an apple. Because to people, you can take a big block of stone, you chop it up into small pieces, even though each piece is bigger than an apple piece, bigger than a quarter of an apple piece, that's called teichen. You have to look at each item. Sorry? There's no ratio. I think he says, as far as I remember, the lashon is, what do people consider small in that item? So in an apple, a quarter, people don't look at, that's not called a small cutting. That's not called cutting it small. You have to look at each item, what is it? I say it's a very hard getter. I mean, that's the Bia Locker said himself, the mice. It's very hard to know what's called small. One can't? I said, you're not going to come here again, are you? I tell you, I'm stopping you eating. Many things you can't do. The beauty of this religion is you can get around everything. Let me tell you, there's a tainan for everything. If you know what to do, lemais, you can make a fruit salad, you can eat it mamish beautifully. It will come to that Bezos Hashem that you can make a fruit salad. Don't panic, you can make a fruit salad on Shabbos. Yeah. First of all, if you make a fruit salad, you cut big pieces, it's kind of shabby. Yeah? If you take an apple, you cut it. Yeah, dicing them is much more problematic. Dicing is much more problematic. Yeah, sorry. So that's a good question. I don't know if it's toil on you, that's the thing. Does it depend on what you know? I don't know. I don't know if it depends on you or the general people consider that still small. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's the answer. It's an honest answer. I don't know. Yeah?
Self-regulation.
I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Isaac.
Self-regulation.
There's another interesting shayla. That's what I spoke about, I think the heading was today, slicing a cucumber to thin strips. Okay? You look very worried. Don't worry. I'm telling you, don't worry. Slicing a cucumber into thin strips. L'chaira, what would you say about it? Is it a problem or not a problem?
Yeah.
Should be a problem.
Yeah, it's a small
I'm talking bathing. Very bathing. Very bathing. I'm talking about. It's very bathing. I'm talking about very bathing. Oh, the mice, it's not 3D. You haven't chopped it. You haven't diced it.
Yeah.
You stripped it. But yeah, let me read out the lotion. I wrote a nice lotion somewhere. I can find it. You've done it in one direction. It's large in the other direction. It's one direction is very thin. So my English is not so good. You understand what I'm talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
A slice of cucumber.
No, length.
I should have brought cucumber with. You've got a long cucumber over here, and you slice it like this, along the thing.
And it was
you end up very, very thin slice. Very, very thin slice. So lechori, you've done one way, you cut very thin, yeah? But the other, I don't know how you say it in proper English. But, yeah, does anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah. What? Yeah, very good. Diamonds are the same. It's a whole, there's one big, the nicer part is for a big size. Yeah, still a circle. Yeah, still a circle. I should have brought a cucumber around. Sorry, it's very simple. You take it. It's still a circle, but it's very, very thinly cut. You've got a long cucumber, you cut it into 50 slices. It's very, very small. Is that a problem? So that is an interesting machlokus. Rav Moshe takes on, no, that's not called the mtochen. Because you haven't cut it on all sides. It's not on all sides cut. However, many others, they say that is called token. If about on one side it's cut very thinly, that is called token. The Orech Shabbos himself, he is machmir this. Ein lachtoch yerek l'tzuras dakas. It's a thin strips. One should not... What? You can't even peel it. First of all, I don't know. Peeling, what you mean? Peel is also part of the food, you mean? Is it part of it?
Yeah, not orange peel. It's an edible peel.
Yeah. I'm not saying there's no hectic cut inside that. You're talking about dividing what we're learning. He's getting very, very worried. I'm going to give you a little thing because he's getting very, very worried. I can see him. He's not going to come again, I don't think, are you? He's not going to. I do want to say there's a big heta, which we will speak about better than by Rikas, in Somach Lusuda. Near the time of eating, there is an inverted commas a heta, so don't panic. All right, so that is important to know. But kitzah, slicing it very, very thinly is a machlokes apostle, it looks like. Rav Moshe, and there are others as well, I think, to say that slicing thinly, with about one side of it is still big, is not a problem. Others hold that is a problem. I'm saying the Orech Shabbos who we are following, he takes on one should not do this on Shabbos. This is a problem, it is called toichen, and one should not do that on Shabbos. That's one. Another interesting machlokes is the word mashing. Now, mashing is a very interesting thing. Moshe, you take a banana, for example, you mash it. So, you all know what I'm doing. You've got a banana in front of you. You take a fork and you mash it. What happens is the banana is still, it's all one big mass. It's gone down in size, but it's one big mass. That's also an interesting question. Is that called token or not? The maaser, many poskim take on, that's also called token. And therefore, one should avoid called mashing. One should avoid mashing on Shabbos in a normal way. That's also called token. So, for example, someone takes a fork, and he mashes a banana, he pounds the banana to mash it, and he condenses it to a big mush, one big mass. That is also called, according to many poskim, that's also called toichen. As far as I remember, he was machmi on this as well, I think, the Orech Shabbos. Yeah? That's mashing. So really, I've cut out quite a lot of things over here. When I'm talking about toichen, now let's just imagine what we're talking about. So crushing, grinding is toichen. Someone takes a coffee bean, for example, he grinds it up, that's toichen. Mashing, liquidizing, any breaking down of small pieces. So the moshav, someone's got avocado. Again, someone's got avocado. He takes a knife out and he smears it, takes it and he smears it onto something. Let's say he's not eating it straight away because otherwise you've got a heter somos sudah. That is toichen. What you've done is you've taken an avocado, you've taken a knife and you've crushed it. As you smear it on, you're breaking up. That's also, in inverted commas, called toichen.
So puts on a piece of bread, you don't say the same.
But I'm not telling you, that's why I'm not... There is a head of somach hasudah. Not somach hasudah, yeah. Not somach hasudah is a problem. You've taken an item, you've reduced the size of it, and therefore that would be toichen. That is an act of toichen. What?
Butter's
not. Avocado. Avocado. Oh, sorry, butter. Butter's not avocado. It has to be lulikaka. Butter's milk, I'm not sure about butter actually. Pasta's not. So I thought it was avocado. Avocado, someone takes avocado, for example, and he smears it onto his bread. Sorry, I didn't hear that. He takes avocado, he smears it onto his bread, and he's not eating it straight away. So you've got a problem that you reduce the size. That is the manoch of toichen, that you've done an act of toichen. It's all been smoothed out already. So mincing, chopping, dicing, grating, shredding, all that is the melacha of toichen. That's all included. Someone takes a grater, or someone takes a knife, and he cuts up his vegetables very, very finely. He has done the melacha of toichen on Shabbos. That is mamish how you do toichen on Shabbos. That's what's not allowed to be done. Okay, so what does it apply to? What does toichen apply to? So number one rule is that toichen has to be gedolei karka. Metal also comes from the ground. It's like a rock. It's also called that. Yeah, the stone is also including gedule kaka. But the moshel, what example is not gedule kaka? For example, someone tell me what's not. Yeah.
Fish, meat,
eggs. That is not gedule kaka. So someone could take a fork and he could mash an egg up on Shabbos as fine as he wants it. He could take what do you call it? Cheese is also not gedule kaka. He could take that. He could mash that up. It has to be gedule kaka. One of the criteria of the malacha of Teuchen is that it must be gedule karka. Anything which is not gedule karka is not subject to the issur of Teuchen. So I'm just thinking what we mash up, which would not be meat also lechayr is also potatoes gedule karka. Potato is gedule karka. Someone takes a potato, for example, mashes up a potato, lechayr that is gedule karka. That's a good question. Mushroom. Mushroom, I don't know. In some things it's called gedule kaka. The mice, you're right. The guy with brochas, it's not gedule kaka. You don't make hardoma on gedule kaka. I mean, he does speak about. I think Grad, he's machmir here for mushrooms. As far as I remember, have a quick look if I can find it here. As far as I remember, he was machmir on mushrooms. That mushrooms is called gedule kaka. Let me check it out. It's a good question. He's asking a mushroom. It's a good question. Wheatabix is another heter because that is another heter. You're right. Wheatabix shuri problem. All this has got a heter. I don't want to take the heter what it is now. It is a heter. Wheatabix shuri problem is dried up. And a matzah, the chayra, it's wrong what I'm saying, yeah? But the chayra, it should be a problem. Anything which grows from the ground and you grind it up should be a problem. So it's really all what's relevant to us is vegetables. Vegetables and fruit. The moshel are making a fruit salad, for example. That the chayra could fringe on the problem of matoichel. Person makes a fruit salad, let's say it's not Soma Kasura, we leave out Soma Kasura. He's made a fruit salad. So besides the problem of boiler, which we spoke about, which is often a serious problem, that he's peeling everything, or not Soma Kasura, let's say, he's now got another problem besides that of a problem of Teuchen. He's grinding, which can also be problematic. So he's got another issue to worry about. So I say it applies normally to gedule kaka. Gedule kaka is fruit and vegetables and things like that. It does not apply to non-gedule kaka items. I'm saying meat, for example. Someone takes a meat and he cuts it up with a knife and fork very, very finely, there's no problem with that. That is not gedule kaka.
Meat.
We're going to come to that. It's also a good question. Can you use a specialised kalim? Right? Good question. We're dividing up to about knife and fork. We'll come to some tomorrow about specialised kalim. But dividing, so knife and fork to cut up meat, cheese, eggs, what else is there?
Fish is also
an example. It's not gedule kaka fish. And therefore, to cut up these items very finely is not a problem with a knife and fork and Shabbos, because the other base in Teuchen means it has to be something which grows from the ground. It doesn't grow from the ground, it's not gedule kaka. All right, wait a second.